Hey, yeah? Oh, come here. Give me a big hug. Oh, it's been too long. Let me look at you. Ah, oh, you're looking well as usual. So you want to sit down? Oh, of course. Sure, that's what I'm here for. You know, ever since those days on the playground in school, when I used to back you up and stuff. That's true, you back me up a lot more. But we won't tell anyone about that, okay? That's our little secret. So, what are you having? Yeah, I'm in an Americana mood today. Yeah. And the coffee here is smooth. So smooth, like. So, what's up with you anyway? Oh, sorry. Can I have an Americano and you'll... Oh, whoa. Someone needs a little pep in their step today, huh? Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much. So, where were we again? Oh, yeah, you were about to tell me about... Okay. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, those thoughts again. No. Don't be silly. It's not selfish. It is not selfish. That's what I'm here for. So let's hear it. Give them to me one by one, alright? And we'll break them down. Let's take this handy. Alright? Okay. Yeah, I understand. Alright, so you think you're not funny. That's what you believe, yeah? Alright, as your best friend, I want you to do something for me, alright? Close your eyes and picture the last time you made someone laugh. Can you see it? No matter how long ago it was, and no matter what it was. Is there anything coming? Alright, so, remember that time we were watching the Bigfoot documentary? And you said to me, I think they can't find it because that photo's too blurry? You remember how I snorted? Yeah? So there you go. You are funny. Yeah, I know it's only one example, but still, it was hilarious. And I bet there are a lot more examples in your head. I betcha. So no matter what your brain tells you, you are funny, alright? And you know that you can never believe that thought again. Not fully anyway. Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. This is good. How's yours? Is it? You know, that stuff is rocket fuel. You're going to run out the door in a minute. So what's next? Smart. You don't think you're smart. So, okay, let's look at this one. Did you ever do anything smart in your life, like solve an equation or help a friend fix a problem? At any time at all? Oh, you did. So you are smart. People? Sure. You know, people are either going to think you're smart or you're not smart, and so there isn't much you can do about that. So the smart thing to do would be to realize that their opinion doesn't really matter. You know? It just doesn't. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. And what really matters is your evidence, your investigation. So, do you want to do it again? Do you want to think back and see, can you find any time that you made a really smart decision? Even if it was just, you know, purchasing, you know, a bargain or something like that? Yeah? Can you see it? There you go. No, we've got you funny and smart. That's two out of three. So that's two we disproved. What's the next one? Pretty. Are you pretty? And so who gets to decide what pretty is? I mean, some people hate freckles, right? And some people think they are pretty. So who's right? And what's the standard? You know what I mean? Is it celebrities? Is it the people in the magazines that are airbrushed and photoshopped to look a certain way? That don't come out unless they have like 5 or 6 makeup artists follow them around? Is that what pretty is? You know something, comparison? Comparing yourself to others is a sure way of making yourself unhappy. It is. It's fruitless. And anyway, the most beautiful and pretty people in the world will tell you that it doesn't make them happy. Isn't that true? The celebrities we talk about, don't a lot of them suffer from depression and, you know, anxiety problems and that? So it's not something that's going to cure your problems or even make you happy. And you know, without trying to sound weird, I think you're pretty. Yes, I do. So don't you try to change my mind. And if you try to change my mind, come at me, bro. So you're stuck with it. Stuck with my opinion. So can I suggest something to you? When you go home, you can write all these insecurities out and look at them. You know, like write them on a piece of paper and examine them and see that they are not the ultimate truth. And then you can just call them langers and burn them in front of you. You know, like throw them into a fire or something or into a bin and flip the bird if you like. Yeah, and just watch them vanish. And you can do it over and over again until they're gone. It really works. And remember that everyone is dealing with their own stuff. So in reality, it's just you against you. And if that voice in your head was a friend that was criticizing you all the time, what would you tell them to do? What would you say to them? Oh my God, that is creative. So there. Do you feel a little bit better? Have we put your world to right? But do you feel it? Feel that your mind is eased? Because it's all about you, you know. And you can just let those thoughts come and go. Like the clouds in a clear sky. You know, when you look up, they just come and go. But the sky remains the same, right? Right? There's that lovely smile I remember from the playground. Once it's not that. That scary little grin. You know, speaking of clouds, why don't we finish these and go to the park? We could lay on the grass and make some shapes out of the clouds. You remember the one you spotted last week? And you said it looked like a legless sheep? And I couldn't stop laughing. Do you remember? And you said you weren't funny. So come on, Let's go and prove how funny you are again. Come on. We can get a coffee to go.